It's time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. Thanks a lot for tuning in with us on this sunny, shiny Thursday morning. Beautiful morning in Princeton, and we're going to start the show this morning with Caldwell County Volleyball Head Coach Daniel Courtner in the studio with us. And Daniel, how about this weather?
It's a lot different than last week. I'll take this anytime.
Absolutely. Last week was kind of brutal. You know, we tried to muddle along with sports, but it wasn't always really comfortable at the games.
It was, but luckily we get the joy of air conditioning in our gym, so we're kind of spoiled by that now.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up, that I saw a lot of ads for volleyball last week that said, hey, come watch our matches. We have air conditioning.
Yeah, we were just crossing our fingers we didn't jinx it and it go out, too. We remember the days of Butler Gym, so we were hoping we could stay away from that.
Well, how are things going for the volleyball team this season?
Like we talked in the preseason, we knew we were going to grow coming out. It's kind of two steps forward and one step back. The lineup is evolving into, I think, getting some people in the right places at the right time. So we played a lot of teams that are experienced and have got a couple of years on us. So I like where we are. The record is hard to look at, but, you know, we just lost to McCracken, and they're a top 15 team. And Greenwood made it in the top 25, and then last night beat number 5 Bowling Green. So
wow.
To go down there and play against those two and teams and see it, and, you know, we matched up at times. You know, we could go play with them. So I like where we are, and I like where we're headed.
Lost up at Muhlenberg County the other night, but Muhlenberg County has a pretty decent season going.
They do. That was kind of a fun night. It was odd that we scheduled that Friday. Union County advanced into the 2A state regions or tournament, so that had to cancel the game at Muhlenberg. It was their first home game, and I had never played there. Mm-hmm. I don't know why we've never scheduled Muhlenberg. It's just something I overlooked, I guess. So their coach saw on the online where we were available, called us, and we went and played them. And yeah, they're outside, I think. She had 20 kills, and the next one had 3. So, I mean, she definitely pretty well carried the team, and they found her wherever they could.
Yep. That's really not a bad drive.
No, it wasn't. I was surprised by it. You know, you drive by Muhlenberg, you know, the sign all the time, and you sing about it when you go through it, but but you don't ever stop and think about where the gym is. So we'll definitely be back. They want to try to come here at the end of the year if we can find a date.
Yeah, it's mostly Interstate and Parkway up there, and it's, what, maybe a 45-minute trip tops?
Yeah, I think it took 50 on a bus,
and
that wasn't bad. They definitely were talking that it was their first home game, so they were getting some of the kinks worked out and stuff, and they had a nice radio broadcast up there for their game, and been watching it on YouTube a little. But they were talking about how they wanted to come back so they could eat at Poly Eyes on Thursday nights.
Really? Yeah, Poly Eyes always brings them in.
It does. It actually changed things. We used to have our home games on Tuesdays, but we couldn't get officials because Poly Eyes is closed on Tuesdays, so we had to move things around.
Big win for you guys last week over Madisonville North Hopkins, kind of throwing your hat into the ring as a district contender this season.
It does. They actually gave us a really good game on what I had seen. I thought we had, you know, a 5 or 10 point spread, but they came in and served really aggressive at us. Madisonville, I think that was about 5 times in a row they had beaten us and postseason as well. So to be able to get that first season win at home kind of gives you a little more confidence when we go down there in a week and a half.
Yeah, they've actually won the last 2 district championships, won the region championship in there too. So Madisonville has certainly been on the upswing. But before that, Caldwell County had won, what, 14 straight?
I think it was 13 or 14, yes.
So had a pretty good run going there.
We did, and you hate to say do, but they graduated 5 starters that had been over there since 2020. They were starting, so they were pretty seasoned. I don't know, they made a couple of offensive changes. They changed the new setter and some things around from what I'd seen at Bluegrass games. So Coach Sarah over there's got them going. And I don't know, I'm a little nervous about Hopkins Central now. I've kind of seen who they've played and how they've looked. So I think that should be a real good matchup.
I think the last Coaches Association second region poll had you guys, what, 5th in the region?
We were, I think the preseason we were tied for about that, and now we're 5th. Yeah. So it's UHA's to lose, in my opinion, right now. They've got 9 seniors over there that have all started and played for about 3 or 4 years. So, and in my opinion, should have the region player of the year in Miss Thomas. So, I mean, she's 6'4", going D1. So, it should be them. And then probably Christian County and Crittenden would round out the other parts.
Well, Henderson County is always going to be in the mix somehow, too, it feels like.
They are. They had an outside hitter lose an ACL the other night, so I hope her recovery goes well. Such a good kid. So we hope that you know, her recovery is pain-free, if that's possible. But they've got plenty of horses to replace, you know, and up and down the line.
Not trying to look too far ahead, though, but if you start thinking about that regional tournament, it's a lot better to go in as a district champion than a runner-up.
Absolutely, and that's what winning in the regular season is so important. You go get that number one seed. You only play one game in the district tournament, and you know, instead of having to play on two nights and things like that. But and you mentioned region tournament. All I keep thinking about is we finally get to host one.
Yes, yeah, the trip will be short for regional this year.
I hope, and it's a great place to play volleyball. It's the first word the official use when they walk in. You know, get the captain's meeting is a great place to play. Mm. Big ceiling, wide open floor, and it really just it hosts a volleyball game really well. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, and hopefully we can go in, like we said, as a district champion, get a good draw, and who knows, you get opposite of UHA, maybe you can make a run to the championship game, and then who knows.
Yeah, that would be nice. And the cool part now about playing at home is the student body is over there beating and banging and yelling. So it's been a lot of fun playing at home.
Well, and especially this year, because the free admission for students, you know, they can just come on out and enjoy the match.
Right, and that's been I can't thank the community enough for setting that up in the school, for getting the, you know, all of it done. It's it's tripled, if not more, the crowd, you know, coming in. So they're learning the game. The girls are going to try to teach them some of our cheers and some of our you know, just the sayings and the verbs. Yeah. So we're going to try to get an educated crowd to go.
Well, it definitely makes a difference to have some noise in the gym.
It does. You know, the game is such about adrenaline and really momentum. You know, you can make 2 points feel like, you know, I've been in ball games where I think, man, we're off to a great start, and the score's 3-0.
Yeah.
You know, and the next thing you know, it's tied. So it's such a game of momentum swings and confidence, really. And when they can turn around and see their peers and see family and friends up there from all over up in the stands cheering for them, it's a big morale booster.
Yeah, volleyball is such a unique sport in that way, because sometimes you can go back in a close match and you can go back to 1 point that changed the entire match.
Yeah, and the other night at Muhlenberg, it was we were up 9-7 in the second set, and that's when we were up, and I told them this is where we lost our momentum.
Yeah.
So, you know, it you hate to say that you miss a serve, first serve of the game can really change the night. You know, and I've even seen games where if the freshmen and JV games are kind of in a lull or a lag, then that's how varsity takes the floor.
Well, what do you guys need to work on the next several weeks to keep improving and maybe try to climb that region ladder a little bit?
Our big word right now is efficiency. We're trying to find that moment, like you say, that one play, and really capitalize on that. But our efficiency and just playing the full rally is really lacking. We can get in some long rallies. We just have a little trouble putting a ball away, or then, you know, where we are on that. So if we can just tighten up, and I'm okay with making mistakes. You know, if even the best baseball hitters of all time went to the plate 10 times, they got out 7.
Right.
The same numbers work for volleyball. If a hitter goes up and hits one 10 times, she's going to hit 7 of them either out of bounds or in play. 3 of them will go for kills. So I think right now we're somewhere north of 1, almost 2. And if I think we can get that to an average out of 3, I like where we'll be.
When you look at volleyball across the region, though, there's a bit of a gap between the teams that are playing at a pretty high level and the teams that are kind of at a lower level, because the good teams are all trying to generate offense. You know, the teams that haven't got to that point yet, they're just trying to get the ball back over the net.
Right, and it's the rules are changing a little bit. They're loosening up what they call on the setters a whole lot. Those they're trying to take the officials, I don't want to say out of the game, but the human call out of it, and that's kind of hurt Caldwell over the last few years. We have had the best setters in the region year after year, and now it's almost, you know, hey, anybody can play the position. So it's hurt my soul a little bit to watch the game played like that, but we the gap is kind of closing, and I say that's part of it. They're also you know, Union County is got a new coach over there, and he's got a lot of emotion, and they took us to five, and Union County never had that, you know, that in them. They took Henderson to five the other night. So I think the gap is closing, and it's not because the top's coming down. I think the bottom's coming up.
Yeah. We're talking this morning with Caldwell County Lady Tiger volleyball head coach Daniel Courtner. We need to get to a break here on the Sideline Report, but we'll come back and have more right after this. Stay with us on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Hey, sports fans. You wouldn't want your favorite sports team to play only offense or defense. When it comes to insurance, why settle for someone that can handle only your auto policy? At Goodwin Insurance, they take care of all your insurance needs. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
At Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people. And getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need: knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
Today's society is dependent on electricity. The Princeton Electric Plant Board has what you demand for electricity anywhere, anytime, at the required level of quality. They work to ensure our community's power system has the resources in place for reliability today and into the future. Their work and commitment has reduced the frequency and duration of power outages with a reliability rate of 99.9%. Princeton Electric Plant Board, bringing our customers safe and reliable energy.
Financial planning should be specific to you and your life circumstances. That is why we created InvestFB Wealth Management, a division of Farmers Bank. Hi, I'm Jeff McDaniels, InvestFB's lead financial advisor. Whether you're saving for retirement, starting a business, or planning your family's future, our individual and comprehensive approach can help you achieve your financial goals. Visit us today at our Princeton or Eddyville offices to start a conversation about your individual financial needs.
For over eight decades, America's farmers have counted on the Little Red Tractor from Case H, the Farmall, to help them make short work of their demanding chores. Well, H&R AgriPower can show you they aren't just for farms anymore. With horsepower ranging from 30 to 105, plus an army of attachments, can tackle every chore on your to-do list, from hauling and moving to unloading and towing, and then some.
See H&R AgriPower at 4900 Eagle Way to find a Case IH Farmall that's right for you.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for tuning in on this Thursday morning. Lady Tiger volleyball head coach Daniel Courtner in the studio with us today. It's a busy day for Caldwell County sports. Lady Tiger volleyball at home against Livingston Central, and you can listen to that match right here on WPKY. Home soccer tonight. Boys will play Muhlenberg County at 5:30. Girls take on Hopkinsville at 7:15. Both of those games at Butler Stadium. Middle school football at home against Christian County. Caldwell County golf goes over to Trigg County, playing at Boots Randolph today. And football action coming up on Friday. The home opener against Union County out here at Tiger Stadium. And we'll have that for you right here on WPKY as well. And Daniel, we mentioned the students getting into games. I mean, that has to help all of your home attendance. And not just that, but you get that raucous crowd in there, and it's always good for the home team, whatever sport you're talking about.
We do. We went over to Muhlenberg the other night, and they had a good student section, but they sat down, and it was kind of odd.
Yeah.
It was they weren't. I think they missed on a chance there to kind of get up. Mm-hmm. It's good for the kids to have their friends and classmates over there, and then the kids need to blow off a little bit of steam, so they can jump up and down and yell in the stands. It is a lot of fun. They've learned a lot of the lingo. on how to cheer and cheer at appropriate times, I should say.
Now, home match tonight against Livingston Central. You guys have never lost to them, so knock on wood, 24-0 all time. But you take on Livingston Central. I guess the new senior banners will be on display for the first time.
They will. They look good too. So Miss Ellie and Miss TJ are going to get to showcase those, and they'll stand there and smile at themselves for a while. They do look great.
Well, one thing that we always look forward to in the fall is getting to take volleyball pictures, because there's always an interesting take on the senior pictures each year.
It is, and we're one of the few teams, I guess, that do that, and thank you every year for it. But no, we try to find somewhere new and somewhere refreshing, and it's something they look forward to that day. You know, they put a lot of time and thought into it some years. So
this year we were on top of the football press box, and you know, I'm never completely comfortable up there.
It was a little shaky up there. I don't see how the coaches have stood up there and stomped for years. But and then you go out the JV game about a week later, we got the sunset we were looking for.
Oh, really?
So it was a pretty night. Just we were there too early.
Yeah, sometimes you're waiting for that, you know, purple and red and yellow and orange sunset, and some days you get it and some days you don't.
that's true.
But it's always fun, and we've gone all over town taking pictures. We've been on top of buildings downtown. Went to the movie theater one time and took some pictures. We've been all over the county, I think, taking pictures. So
we've trespassed a few times.
Yeah, so it's always interesting. What are you guys working on right now as you get ready to go into tonight's match and keep moving forward through the season?
Well, it's kind of funny that, you know, I'm sitting here thinking we get to go back to the old 5th District matchup with Livingston.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's where a lot of those 24 games came from, were those years. But tonight, we've been serving a lot better. We've been serving a little bit more aggressive and trying to really hit spots. We actually will, in practice, two or three times throw a bunch of hula hoops. You know, we'll throw two hula hoops down, and they have to serve it inside that hula hoop, inside of a 900-square-foot floor. So we've been trying to serve a lot more aggressive just to help us out in the back end of the rally, get on top of that. So that's going to be tonight's big key is just keep working on that.
Yeah. You know, ordinarily about this time, I'd ask you about how your Major League Baseball team is doing, but we don't really want to talk baseball, do we?
Yeah, we got commercials to play, don't we?
We do have that. What are you streaming these days?
Well, last night I caught the end of the Nebraska and Omaha volleyball game that they were playing inside Nebraska's football stadium with 90,003. They got to get those three people in. So that was a world record. And I got to get home, and I want to watch the lead up to it.
Yeah.
You know, I want to watch all the show to it. So I'm going to have to go home and catch that. That'll be what I watch a couple of times.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm streaming game film.
Well, that was actually a question you had at practice one day. You know, everyone had to give their name and say what they were currently watching.
Yeah, and I'm big on the public speaking part, and if you go back and watch Miss Ellie Ramey's interview a couple weeks ago, I believe it's one of the best ones we've had of speaking the game and speaking well. So, you know, when you've got seventh graders on the same floor with seniors, you try to close that gap by finding common areas and, you know, who eats what food or what condiment do they put on it or what's the best chicken strip in town, you know. So you'd be surprised at how they come out of their shell a little bit by that and find out what's in common.
Well, we've got volleyball on the air tonight. Livingston Central coming to the Community Activities Building. About what time do you anticipate varsity action getting underway tonight?
Well, we used to always say 7:15, but I think games lately, the freshman and JV games are getting a lot more competitive. Rallies are going a lot longer, but I'll still say 7 because those first few games are fun to watch.
All right. Appreciate you coming in this morning and being on the show.
Thank you. It's always fun. I say always because it's good and frequent, isn't it?
That's Caldwell County Lady Tiger volleyball coach Daniel Courtner. Again, the Lady Tigers home tonight against Livingston County. Try to get out there if you can. If not, we've got it for you right here on WPKY. Coming up next on the show, we've got former Caldwell County Tiger football head coach Pat Gates. He will join us in the studio next. Stay with us as we continue on the Sideline Report here at 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Black Patch Grill is a bar and grill with a twist. Come in and try authentic Irish fare or your favorite Southern comforts.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast, an overnight low of 53 degrees. Clear skies by this afternoon. It's going to be sunny and a beautiful 78. Thursday night, clear skies, low around 55. And then on Friday, a little bit of a warm-up here. Sunny skies, high near 84. And Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 63. But gorgeous weather to close out our work week. But back to right now, an overnight low of 53 degrees. By this afternoon, sunny and 78.
As a bank that's been part of the Caldwell County communities for almost 140 years, we've seen many changes. As we celebrate First Southern's first 40 years as an organization, we know any achievements we have had are because of the customers we worked alongside. We affirm our commitment to the shared values that brought us here. We look forward to spending the next 40 years and beyond serving you. For more information, visit fsmb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you ever heard the proverb that bad things come in threes? Many of us can testify right now to that old proverb. Maybe the mower breaks down, the car won't start, and then the AC goes out? Yep, that would be a bad day. The good news is that ABC Finance can help turn any bad day right around fast. In less than an hour, you could have $500 to $15,000 ready and waiting so you can take care of whatever it is and get back to enjoying life.
This is Todd Morris at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Savannah Seymour at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make the loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed and walk-ins are welcome. We can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
At ABC Finance, you're more than a credit score. Helping you get a handle on your finances is what we do best.
Learn more about us at abcfinanceonline.com and be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community information.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
At YourSportsEdge.com, we strive every day to continue to bring you the gold standard in high school sports coverage with more on your teams and your players.
Where did it show up there?
And while they are not gold, those crystal awards we have won for doing what we love to do are pretty cool too.
That's something you see every day.
The Kentucky Broadcaster's Best Digital Product Award winner. YourSportsEdge.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for tuning in this morning. Thanks to Lady Tiger volleyball coach Daniel Courtner for dropping by the WPKY studios. Now in the studio with us, former Caldwell County Tiger football head coach Pat Gates. Pat, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for having me, Todd.
Yeah. Big night coming up next Friday night out at Tiger Stadium.
It is. You know, they're going to have the recognition of the 1963 and 1998 state championship teams here at Caldwell County. And thankfully, I found out on Monday, and I was able to get – I knew they were going to do it a game, but I'd never been contacted to, you know, what home game it was going to be. And, you know, 2 weeks' notice is not a whole lot of time, especially for the ones out of town. And but we've got, you know, a letter sent out to them, and hopefully we'll have a decent turnout.
Yeah, that 1998 team going 14-1, winning the state championship, and that team also will be honored later this season up in Lexington.
We will, and, you know, I've also included that in my message with them to give them a more advanced notice. Yeah. It'll either be December 1st or December 2nd during the Class 2A state championship at Kroger Field there in Lexington. They always recognize the 25-year state championship teams and the 50-year state championship. So I'm assuming they'll probably be at halftime of the 2A state championship game. Yeah. I don't think they've set the date and the times yet.
I haven't seen them yet.
For that yet. But hopefully Julian Tackett will be in contact and give me more information so that we can hopefully take a good group of young men up there during that time. Yeah.
How often does somebody bring up the 1998 team to you?
Well, quite often, you know, but, you know, all those teams that I coached are very special to me, and I've been very blessed to coach a lot of great young men over the years, and not just here but at Crittenden County. And, you know, I was notified just a couple of weeks ago I lost my starting quarterback off the 1985 Crittenden County team. Buddy McDaniels passed away, and you know, it kind of hits pretty close to home when you start losing some of your players. And I mentioned to you earlier that we've lost three off of our state championship team here in 1998. And Ryan Hodge and Andrew Young and just most recently Justin Traylor. And, you know, it's hard to give those players up. And, you know, if their families are out there listening, we want them to know they're invited to take part in next Friday night's home game as well. And hopefully we'll have a good recognition night for them.
Yeah, both the 1963 and 1998 state championship teams will be honored next week during the Tigers' home game against Graves County. I think that's September the 8th.
And it is.
You know, I've already heard some of the 63 guys are going to be there. A lot of those guys are still around, thank goodness. So anticipating a really, really big crowd next week.
Yeah, we hope to have a great turnout. And, of course, for all the home games, we always have great turnouts for Tiger football. And I know Earl Stevens has been working with a lot of the 1963 members, and hopefully a lot of those will show up. And I think they're going to have a little reception there at around the field house. They're going to have a tent with some food, and it's being provided by First Southern Bank, and we appreciate that. Yeah. And everything that Caldwell County's done for us and our recognition, we all appreciate, and we look forward to seeing those guys again.
Yeah. How has it been 25 years?
That's what I just asked you before we went on the air. 25 years has really flown by,
yeah.
And you know, it's hard to believe. I'm going on my 17th year being retired,
wow.
Starting my 17th year, and, you know, time has really gotten away from us, and, you know, even though I do get to see quite a few living around, yeah. That live around here, you know, there's always a great feeling when you step into Tiger Stadium,
yeah.
On Friday night, and the atmosphere, and, of course, with the way the weather's turned this week, big turnaround from last week,
sure.
To this week, and it's more fall-like,
yeah.
And hopefully there'll be a great crowd there tomorrow night for their opening home game.
Now, you had a bunch of really good football teams back in the 1990s, but at any point did you think, hey, we're going to end up with a state championship out of this run?
Well, it's always that dream of yours,
yeah.
And, you know, I felt like, you know, there was three teams there in a row that we had that could have been state champions, the 96 team, 97, and 98, all three of those,
yeah.
Clubs were just – you got to have a lot of luck. You know, you got to have some luck, and we had some great players, and sometimes the ball bounces your way and sometimes it doesn't, and it just – everything kind of just fell into place in 98, and, you know, it was just a terrific season. But those other years was just as great,
yeah.
You know. Somebody asked me, you know, about some of your most memorable teams. I can remember the 91 or 92 team where we didn't expect to win a game. We won six games, I believe, that
yeah.
Year. We went 6-5, and, you know, we just had a group of young men that refused to lose, and that was hard and very unselfish players that worked hard and came to work every day with that work pail. And,
yeah.
You know, we had a very successful year that year.
Well, when you started the 1998 season, you knew you had a pretty strong senior class, but what was kind of the outlook that season? What were you thinking going in?
Well, you know, we just thought, you know, number one is to get – win the district,
yeah,
and you know we were wanting to win the district, and of course we wasn't in the class with Mayfield was in Class A and we were in Double A. That's back when we had four classes, which
yeah.
I feel like that's probably what it should be now, you know, instead of six. But you know, I knew we had some tough opponents ahead of us, and as always, Owensboro Catholic you looked at in the other district. But they were upset by Hancock County, and probably one of the most memorable playoff games in 98 was Travis Atwell bringing his Hancock
yeah.
County team down here. And I think it was like a 65-48 game. Or it was
60-30.
I knew it was a high-scoring game, and nearly 100 points scored. But, you know, that was a very memorable game. And going over to Bullet East, they had a good football team, and, you know, it seemed like we took – a tremendous crowd with us over there, and the atmosphere was just as electric.
Yeah.
And our kids played their hearts out, and just to get the opportunity to play in the state championship game against a very good Danville team.
Yeah.
Of course, probably Danville defeated the number one team at that time,
yeah.
Lexington Catholic, in the semifinals on a wet and muddy night. And you know, when they took the field against us there in pregame, I thought we were playing against a college team.
Yeah.
You know, they were very big and athletic, and, you know, our kids just played their hearts out, and, you know, the ball seemed to bounce our way.
Yeah. Go back to that Bullet East game in the semifinals. I think we had more people there than Bullet East did, even though it was way on the road, and felt like it was supposed to be a close game, and I think you guys ran out to a 21-0 lead early.
And yeah, we did, and, you know, we kind of jumped on them there pretty
yeah.
early, and then they came back and made a pretty close game out of it. And I can remember, I don't know how many busloads of kids we bussed down there, mm-hmm. but we had a tremendous amount of students and adults, and,
yeah.
You know, it was just a great year and a great atmosphere.
You mentioned Travis Atwell and Hancock County coming to town, and that was a big deal because if Owensboro Catholic had won that game, we would have gone to Owensboro Catholic.
It was.
But with Hancock winning, we got an extra home game.
We did, and of course, it always helps playing at home. I mean,
yeah,
it
for
does.
Sure.
And of course, it was an even number year, so you know the way they used to do it is, you know, when you travel, you go to the even number regions or districts,
yeah.
And of course, we were in Region One, District One, so you know we got to one home game for sure.
Yeah.
And then when Hancock County, us being the higher seed, was able to play Hancock County
yeah.
at home after they beat Owensboro Catholic.
That Atwell kid, I think, went on to be Mr. Football the next season.
He did, and I think I went and watched him play Mayfield that year. The next year they played Mayfield in the playoffs, I believe, down at Mayfield.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was an outstanding player, and they had a good team. I mean, Hancock County had a good football team that year, and we were just able to score a few more points than they could.
Well, that state championship game, some of us have seen the clips. I think Larry Curling puts videos up on Facebook, yeah. so you get to always see some highlights of that 98 state championship game.
He's been able to master the being able to take the VCR tapes
yeah.
that we had and put them in digital and put them on Facebook.
Yeah.
And it's good. I've had a bunch of comments from former players and people around that's on Facebook mm-hmm. that's been able to look at that game again. Of course, I've looked at it, and there's a lot of things that I didn't realize it went on
yeah.
at the time and brought back a lot of great memories, and, you know, especially that fourth quarter. You
yeah.
know, that's one of the best quarters, I think, that we played that whole
yeah.
year. And, of course, there are so many turning points in that game. I mean, you can't look at any one certain play that really turned the momentum around. But, you know, Stuart Childress made so many big plays for us, and Kelly Davis and Gerald Fuquay. And, you know, we had so
yeah.
many players step up, Craig White and Evans Wells. And, I mean, the whole defense, Kelly Tinsley played well.
Yeah.
And, you know, that whole group of kids just stuck their nose in there and refused to quit.
Yeah, I think you guys were backed up one time. I think it was maybe third and long. And that was when Stewart broke loose on about a 70-yard touchdown
on a
run.
Quarterback draw.
Yeah.
And he went about 70 yards. And, of course, they were talking about how fast the Britt kid was
yeah.
from Danville. And he had the angle on Stewart.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I've never seen Stewart run that fast
yeah.
until he hit that sideline. And he, I don't know about the dive in the end zone.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't even realize that until I saw the tape again. But he made the dive in the end zone. And that gave us a big shot of momentum, and then we had a third and 20-something, and he threw a pass across the middle to Kelly Davis
yeah.
that picked up a big first down for us to keep a drive alive. And, of course, the botched punt
yeah.
On Danville's part. You know, I think they had the fake and then called it off, and everybody knew but the punter. And once they snapped the ball, Gerald just seemed to never break stride and picked the ball up and got it in the
yeah.
end zone.
Well, did you guys move Gerald around on that play? Wasn't he usually
– Well, back? Normally, yeah. We thought he lined up on the wrong side.
Oh.
But it turned out to be the right side.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had the punt block on. You know, we felt like that was our
yeah.
best bet, you know, to make something happen. And wasn't a lot of time left in the game. And, you know, another big play was we had a timeout. I think it was third down and maybe 8 yards for first down. And everybody expected us to run the ball. And I was going to run the ball.
Yeah.
And Kelly and Stewart talked me into it. You know, they said, "Coach, I can beat this guy over
yeah.
here. Just give me a back shoulder throw," and he did, and
yeah.
You know, that picked up a big first down, and a few plays later, we was able to go in and score. Gerald, I think, scored on a sweep where he cut back across the field, and I think we kind of warmed down.
Yeah.
You know, if anything, if we had an advantage in any one area, I thought we were probably in better physical shape than they were. And even though we had more players going both ways, I think
yeah.
we had 11 players going both ways, and or not 11, 9, I believe,
yeah.
9 players. We had 9 going both ways, and they didn't have as many as we did going
yeah.
both ways. They had 2 platoon quite a bit, but we were able to keep it close there to the fourth quarter, and then it just seems like we made a lot of things happen when
yeah.
it counted.
Yeah, not sure everybody remembers, but we were actually down most of that game. Got down early and really had to battle back into it.
We did, and I can remember on our very first possession, we received the open kickoff, and we had 4th and inches from about the 40-yard line, close 45-yard line, and we caught a quarterback sneak, and Stewart got stuffed for like a three-yard loss. Yeah. And I said, oh, Lord, we're up against it, you know. And their linebackers were very good, very mobile, and, you know, and their nose guard, Nathan Fuqua. His name was Nathan Fuqua. Yeah. He went on to play college ball at Wofford, and he's in the college ranks now, coaching, I believe, at Georgia State. He's defensive coordinator at Georgia State now. And we just had a hard time blocking him. And at halftime, we made the adjustment. I told both our guards and Billy Hooks, our center, forget the linebackers. Let's take care of the nose guard.
Yeah.
You know, give us time back there. And hopefully we'd wear those linebackers down or they'd overrun a play. And so happened there in the fourth quarter they did. And we were able to come away with a good win.
We're talking this morning with former Tiger football head coach Pat Gates. Need to get to a break here on the sideline. We'll come back and have more after this on the Sideline Report at 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Treasured, remembered. For over 100 years, they have been serving the Princeton area with beautiful flower arrangements, custom wreaths, gifts, and more. West Locust Street.
Your Other Edge Weather Center forecast, an overnight low of 53 degrees, clear skies. By this afternoon, it's going to be sunny with a high near 78. Thursday night, clear skies, low around 55. Then on Friday, sunny skies, high near 84. And Friday night, with high school football kickoff, mostly clear skies, low around 63 degrees. But back to right now, an overnight low of 53. By this afternoon, sunny and 78.
At Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion, Kentucky, you're treated like family. Because to them, family is everything. Johnson's has the reputation of helping customers with brands you can count on, like GE Appliances. Shop their selection of GE Appliances with premium finishes and features that make household chores easier, giving you time to do what matters. Bring home the long-lasting quality of GE Appliances today. Trust Johnson's for furniture, bedding, and appliances. Because you're like family, and family is everything.
If you're involved in an auto accident, it's your choice where your vehicle is repaired. Some insurance companies refer you to Pro Shops because they give the insurance company discounts. But with those discounts, the insurance company has input on the parts used and might not always use what is best. At Trice-Hughes Body Shop, they're not partnered with an insurance company, but they give the same lifetime limited warranty to the person who owns the vehicle at the time of repairs. Visit Trice-Hughes in Princeton for your vehicle repairs.
Caldwell Medical Associates Orthopedic Clinic is your one-stop shop for orthopedic care. Our team of medical professionals can diagnose and treat a wide range of orthopedic care and get you back on the path to a happier, healthier you. Whether you need basic fracture care or osteoporosis management, a sports physical, or back pain treatment, we've got you covered. To learn more or to schedule an appointment with an orthopedic provider, visit CaldwellMedical.com.
As a bank that's been part of the Caldwell County communities for almost 140 years, we've seen many changes. As we celebrate First Southern's first 40 years as an organization, we know any achievements we have had are because of the customers we worked alongside. We affirm our commitment to the shared values that brought us here. We look forward to spending the next 40 years and beyond serving you. For more information, visit fsmb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the Sideline Report here at 1580 103.3 WPKY. Former Caldwell County Tiger football head coach Pat Gates in the studio with us. And as we mentioned, next Friday night, the Graves County game, not this coming week, but next week, we will honor the 1963 state championship football team and the 1998 state championship football team out at Tiger Stadium as the Tigers host Graves County that night. And Pat, we were just talking about that trip up to Bullet East for the state semifinal matchup up there. And, you know, I remember Bullet East had the smoke going, the fog going, the light show going as their guys were introduced. And, you know, I think that just served to fire everybody from Caldwell County up.
Yeah, it did. And, of course, having an experienced team like we were, you know, as many seniors, wasn't nothing going to intimidate those guys, you know, going into that place. And they really responded to it. And I think we kind of shut them up there for a while, especially in the first quarter. You know, we jumped out, like you mentioned, I think 21-0 at that time. And
first quarter, I think.
And that was a game Jason Fawn injured his ankle.
Yeah.
You know, he made a great run on a trap, and he had a high ankle sprain. And, of course, he didn't get to play much in the state championship game, and it really got to him, and but we needed him,
yeah.
You know, the long snap. He was our long snapper, too. So, you know, he did dress, and we tried to get him in there some where he wouldn't re-injure himself any worse. And I know that's disappointing on his part, but there's nothing he could have done about it. But and his teammates stepped up and played, and I'm just proud of all those guys. Yeah.
Well, do you watch much high school football these days?
I do some. You know, I went to our first game over at Hopkins Central. Of course, I have a granddaughter now that's a cheerleader. Yeah. So, and, you know, I was able to take that game in on a couple weeks ago. And then I've got that NFHS channel.
Yeah, the
you
video.
Know? Yeah, and I've seen some games on it as well. And, of course, we're on it now.
Yeah.
So, you know, our I guess all of our home games will be live on that channel. But you have to, you know, subscribe
right.
to it for a small fee. But, you know, it's got a lot of games on there. I was able, I think, the other night, watch the end of the Murray High game against Callaway County. It went pretty late as well. And they had their broadcast on there. And it looks like Murray's going to be a pretty good football team. I watched on YouTube a little bit of the Mayfield game.
Yeah, they're against really
Hopkins,
good.
Yeah, against Hopkinsville. And, I mean, they jumped all over Hopkinsville. I mean, it was like 45 to nothing at halftime, I believe. And, I mean, they look like they got a really good team. And I watched McCracken County and Paducah-Tillman a couple weeks ago. It was on YouTube. And a lot of these high school games are live on YouTube now.
Yeah.
And, so I get to take in some. Tillman looks like they got a really good football team. Of course, them and Mayfield play tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one.
So that's going to be a big game in the area. And I mentioned to you earlier that my alma mater, Christian County and Hopkinsville, is going to play their final football game against each other. And I believe that series is tied right now.
Is that right?
I believe it's tied. And I know a lot of former alumni are coming in to go to that game tomorrow night and tailgate. I know my brother-in-law from Georgia's coming up, Steve Pardue, and him and a bunch of his buddies are going to be there. And I think there's going to be quite a few. Hopefully they'll have a decent crowd to fill that stadium as big as it is.
Well, here's a question I always like to ask the coaches. What is your opinion right now of the state of high school football, and what, if anything, can be done to make the game better?
Ooh, well, I mean, I think if the high school football, I've always been adamant of the four classification.
Yeah.
You know, I think they've watered it down somewhat. And, of course, I was on the athletic director when we voted on that years ago. And what we went in wanting to do was develop two classes, not six total classes, but two classes for private schools.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We wanted a big private and a small private.
Yeah.
Like they do in Tennessee.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be that they didn't want that, and they went to six classifications instead of – and, of course, that just eliminates fewer schools in each class. And I think that's one thing I would look into doing. I like the four classifications better. And, of course, I mean, high school football is still high school to me. You know, it's high school football. You know, they don't need to tinker with it too much. And of course, safety is a big thing this day and time, more than it's ever. And of course, with me working in the helmet business for 13 years with Rydell, you know, I didn't really pay that much attention to head injuries and concussions.
Yeah.
And you know, now they've come out with better equipment. You know, and you know, it just seems like to me that, you know, they've got the equipment to do everything to keep the game safe.
Yeah.
And, of course, the weather, you hear more about it now than you did years ago. I don't know if it's any harder today than it was, but, you know, I think we're probably a little bit softer as, you know, society, and air conditioning's ruined a lot of us. And, you know, it's hot when you're not used to it. And I can remember back when I coached, we had camp, you know, for a week and three-a-day practices, and it seemed like it was pretty hot then, you know. But, you know, this day and time, you have to, you know, take it easy on the kids than what you're accustomed to. And
But you guys were never out there taking temperature readings
I
and
never,
humidity
no.
readings and all
we,
those things.
Of course, you know, the latter part of my coaching career, we had athletic trainers that did that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd rather put it in their hands, and, you know, they're more, that's more their expertise on when to quit practicing and when to take water breaks. I remember back, of course, in high school, I played for Fred Clayton at Christian County, and heck, we never got any water, it didn't seem like. You know, we'd have to suck our Schimmel shirt, you know, just to get our mouth wet. And, you know, they didn't give water back then like they do now. And I think most of the kids, if they stay hydrated, then, you know, they run a lesser chance of having all these leg cramps and heat illnesses. And they just need to get accustomed to it.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you coming in this morning. And, again, the 63 and 98 teams will be honored next Friday night, September 8th, out at Tiger Stadium as the Tigers host Graves County that night. And, Pat, I'm looking forward to a big turnout, especially from that 98 team.
Well, we hope to have a lot of here, and we look forward to it, too. And anytime you can get back together with those guys and reminisce a little bit. And I told them at the time, this is going to mean a lot more to you the older you get. And it does. I mean, once you get back together, and, of course, you hate to lose any of your former team members or and coaching staffs and so forth. But that's just part of life, and we look forward to reminiscing with both teams.
Again, thanks for coming in. Appreciate you coming and being on the show with us.
Thank you, Todd.
That's former Tiger football head coach Pat Gates, coach of the 1998 state champions. Also appreciate Caldwell County volleyball head coach Daniel Courtner for stopping by tonight. Lady Tiger volleyball at home tonight against Livingston Central. We'll have that for you right here on WPKY tonight. That's going to wrap us up for this week's edition of the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.